Praise God. Well, good morning, everyone. Great to see you this morning. We had a fantastic time in God last weekend at the conference, and I trust that more than one or two of you were really stirred. In fact, I haven't actually heard so many reports of an impact of anything that we've ever had in the life of the church as we had from the conference there. So if you missed out on that for whatever reason, you made some wrong choices or you're working or whatever it was, you weren't able to come for whatever reason, then please do make sure you order the CDs or the DVDs. On the desk back there, there's still some forms there to order that. But for those who were there, I think it's been one of the most profound things that we've had inputs into the life of the church. And so I'm really praising God for all of that. I just want to share a couple of things that have stirred in my heart as a result of that time that we've had, and just reinforce some of the things that were shared with us. So let's just pray together. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the life that we have in Jesus Christ. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you cause us, Lord, to grow, Lord. That's your heart that you have for us, Lord, that we're never to be satisfied whether where we're at, Father, Lord, but we want more of you, Lord. We want to grow more, Lord, in the knowledge of you, Lord, and also in the outworking of that knowledge, Lord, outworking of that in our lives. So, Father, we just thank you for all that you're doing, Lord, all that you've done and all that you're going to do. And, Father, we just open our hearts to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Amen. Amen. But it certainly was a profound time of God. It was a very powerful time of God. Just when we had that time of prayer there, I had a picture of like a man going up a ladder. And when you go up a ladder, you take one step up, you go up one rung, and then you go up the next rung, and then you get the next rung. But just how crazy it would be for someone who's going up a ladder, and they go up the ladder, and they take a step up a little bit higher, and they think, wow, look at this. This is great. Look at the view. This is I'm far much better than I was before. But God never wants us just to take one step up the ladder and then think, well, here I am, that I've arrived there. Because you're actually, each time you're going up a ladder, you're actually going there because you're going to go up high. You're going to go onto the roof. You're going somewhere in that destination. And so don't climb up a rung and think, I've arrived. Don't go up a rung and think, here I am, I'm going to stay here now. Because it'd be a bit of a foolish man that would stand there on a ladder just, wow, this is great, I can see so much more here, when he's actually going somewhere. And so never be one that's going to take a step up to grow in God and then stand there and think, wow, isn't this wonderful, isn't this great where I am. God wants you to keep taking up steps, keep on growing in God, keep getting up there, because God has got a destination for each of us to do. So never be content whether you're at. Don't stand there on the ladder, halfway up the ladder and thinking, this is cool, look how high I am now, when actually God wants us to go up that so much higher. The thing that Pastor Hand spoke over our church was about lifting the lid. I just want to read a little bit of what he shared with us, part of that prophetic word in the very first session. He said, there's a lid that's going to be lifted. There's something you've been canned up, held in and contained. I'm going to speak a word of faith to you that as you align yourself with some things, I'm going to share with you and make a pact with them, God will actually break open and cause things to flow with liberty and freedom like you've not seen before. Some of you are very scared to do that because you think that what will happen is you'll actually open up a can of worms. You've actually kept things closed because you were convinced that somehow if I let things out, they will actually not be very nice to see. Can I just encourage you this evening that God knows you better than you know yourself, and his desire is not to contain you. His desire is to release you. The containment is an issue of your own experience and upbringing. The Holy Spirit is here to bring a fresh wind of life through your life. And I thought that was very profound about that whole area of lifting the lid. So many of us, in so many ways, we put ceilings in our life and we think, well, this is all I'm going to do. This is all I'm going to be. This is all I can give. This is all the impact I can have. This is all the influence I'll ever have. And we put a lid on it, we put a ceiling on it, and then we stay at that level. And the challenge was for us as a church, as many, many of us in the church have actually put a lid on, put a ceiling on and said, okay, this is as far as I'm going to go. This is it. This is that. As far as I'm going to grow in the things of God, what I'm going to achieve in the things of God. And the Lord is saying, no, I want you to lift the lid. And that was the challenge as a church, that we want to lift the lid. So even in your worship, in every life part of our life, that we want to lift the lid. And certainly that picture that I had of the guy on the ladder, you don't want to be halfway up the ladder and thinking it's pretty cool when you actually got to go up and up. God wants to take us somewhere. We'll have a look at Matthew 5 verses. We did talk about lifting the lid, but Matthew 5, 15 and 16. Our theme for the year is about shining. And one of the passages is about shining, is about getting the light that we have and not actually putting a lid on it, not actually putting a lid on the light that you have of the things of Christ in your life. And we've read the scripture before, but in context of what God has been saying to us, I want to just revisit it just for a moment. I want to look at some of the areas in which We've been challenged about lifting the lid, and there's certain scriptures that God has given, quickened to my heart, which really flow in with that. But I want to have a look at this first. Matthew 5, 15 and 16, it says, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And so it's really talking in here about, don't put a lid on the light that I've placed within you. God has called us to shine. Our theme for this year is shining, about being all that God wants us to be, is to rising in that, to shine our light brightly, that people might come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And in your workplace, you are known as the best worker, as the one that works the hardest. You're the one that is known as the most compassionate one, the caring one. When someone has a problem, who do they go to? They know that they can go to you because you have a heart for people, because your light is shining. When the boss wants something done, the boss wants to honor someone, he sees who's the best worker. This guy's the best worker. He shines there at school. You kids at school, youth at school, young adults, in studies, whatever you're doing, that you shine in there, that you're known among your peers as one who stands out. You are outstanding among other people because of the things of Christ within our life. And that's how God has called us to be, that we might shine in this world and this life. And the scripture talks about the light that I've placed within you, the things of Christ that are within your heart that I want to touch and touch many people with. Don't take those things and stick it under a bowl. Don't put a lid on it. Don't cover it over. And yet the challenge that we've really had as a church is, come on, you need to lift the lid on some things that we personally in our own lives, we need to make sure that we lift the lid over our lives. And that challenge was given to us very clearly and very specifically. Again, if you missed it, that was a word to the church. You're a part of the church. We are all the church. It wasn't just those people that were here that message was for. It was for you. And so if you didn't hear that, hear it for yourself and listen to it yourself. Get a hold of the tapes, get a hold of the DVD and listen to that. They'll come out in the next week or so. But you need to listen to that yourself and grab a hold of it, because God is speaking to you. Just because you weren't here doesn't mean he wasn't speaking to you. He was speaking to you about lifting the lid on your life. Don't put it under a bowl. Don't put a lid on it, the light that God has within our lives. So I want to look at some areas that we've been challenged on to raise that up and not to allow there to be that lid upon our hearts and upon our lives. And so first one to look at is in John 17, verse 26. One of the scriptures that we were challenged on is to love the Lord our God with all our heart. This is not the scripture I'm quoting now, but to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength, with everything that was within us, to love the Lord with our soul, our mind, our strength, to love him with all our heart was the important thing, to love the Lord with all our heart and to give him everything that we have, everything that we are. And most of us, if we say, Lord, you know, I love God. But we all know that there are degrees in love. You can say, oh, I love the Lord completely. And that's probably true. We do love him with our whole heart. But the expression of that can be limited. You can love someone, but it's the expression of that. It's the outworking of that, which is the telling, the showing, the demonstration of love. Love is not just a fluffy feeling, emotion, I feel, but there's an outworking. There's something that actually happens in my life. And I want to talk about lifting the lid on our love, because sometimes we think that the level of the amount that I love God is, okay, well, I've loved him because he saved me. But really, God wants us to love him far much more than because he saved us. The scripture says we love him because he first loved us. But we've got to move beyond that selfish love, because that is a purely self-centered love. Lord, I had a need and you met that need, therefore I love you that you met my need. But we move beyond that to a love, Lord, we just love you for who you are, for your sake, not for my sake. I love you, Lord, because of you and because of the blessing that it is to you, that you want me to love you, Lord, and I love you. And you desire my love. You desire my intimacy. You desire my time. You desire my heart. John 17, it's an interesting scripture. We'll just read this passage together. And this is Jesus talking. This really is the Lord's Prayer. This really is. This is the prayer that he really prayed himself, the prayer that really cried out his heart before he went off to be crucified for us. And he says this, I've made you known to them. And this is him praying to the Lord. And will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself might be in them. Now listen to this. The love that you have for me may be in them. Well, what does it mean? Okay, it's I love God and the Father, he loves the Son. I love the Son. Doesn't that mean that that love is in me? Well, yes, it does. But really what it means is that the standard of love, the level of love that we need to have within our heart is that we love Jesus Christ with the same level, the depth of love that the Father loves the Son. Now, obviously, we are a human being in our own capacity. There's a limitation on our heart and our love that we perhaps can express, that we don't have the depth of the love of the Father's heart. But really, it's saying here that for us, that's really the standard, is to have that love. The same heart that the Father has for the Son is the same love that we have. And sometimes we settle in with, yeah, well, I love Jesus because he died for my sins and Jesus does things for me and the Lord helps me with the things and I love him for that. But for many of us, that's where we leave it. We don't actually grow beyond that. We don't grow beyond that intimacy, loving the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with every fiber, with everything within us. We always say that we do, but the reality, the outworking of that, one of the things we're challenged about that is that when we really are loving the Lord with all our heart, something does change within ourselves, that area of compassion is stirred within our own heart. And you can really, the measure to which you love God is demonstrated to which you show love to other people. That's the measure. It's not whether you, how high, lift your hands up in worship. Praying, all those things are important because without prayer, there's no communication. Without communication, there's no relationship. So you're praying. All of those things are important. But the ultimate test to how much we love God is demonstrated in how we love other people. And if you find that you're so caught up in your own problems and your own circumstances, your own situations, and your focus is not really on anyone else other than yourself, then you really need to get back to how much am I really loving God? Because when we're really loving the Lord God with all our heart, with all our mind, with everything that was within us, something changes within us. You know, we've been talking about our heart breaking for the things that breaks God's heart. And when you're loving the Lord with all of your heart, then we're touched by the things that touch God's heart. The things that break his heart begin to break us. The things that affect God begin to affect us. And so really that is the measure of love, yes, to love the Lord, even as the Father loves the Son. And that's the standard, if you like, and whatever lid we've put on it. But the measure of that is how are you showing that to other people? It's not how long that you spend in yourself praying. All those things are important. Your own intimacy with God is there. But if you like, the proof of how much we love God is demonstrated in the love that we show for others. That's why he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. He says to do that, and straight away he says, and love your neighbor as yourself. So that's like the indicator of that. What is your heart like to other people? I'm thrilled to hear about the youth going out and praying and getting out there and touching people's lives, and it's so important that we do that. But that's the measure yourself. And have a look yourself. Where's the lid have I put? Have I put a lid on my love? And you'll know where that lid is, where it is, depending on how your heart is for other people. And if you find that just people mean nothing to you, you're so focused on that, I love the Lord and I'm saved, praise God, but I'm busy and I've got this to do and I've got this issue and I've got this problem and this struggle, maybe you put a lid right down here somewhere. And the challenge is just to lift that lid and to love the Lord with all our heart and allow that compassion to stir. And so you'll know where you're at. No one else is there to judge, and no one's to judge each other. We're not to do that. But you'll know in your own heart whether, yeah, wow, when I think about it, Lord, I'm pretty hard-hearted. Maybe I'm really calloused. You know, I can see situations and circumstances. You know, I can read about a horrific thing that happened in our area, that poor lady that just lost her child with that attack of that dog. What a nightmare. I mean, just a horrific thing. I trust that none of us could read that and think, oh, well, another tragedy that's happened. You know, something stirs in our heart when we hear that sort of thing. And the more that we love God, the more that we will have a heart for other people. So where is your love for God? It's not just demonstrated in your faithfulness and coming to church and your own prayer. It's actually demonstrated in your heart for other people. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and with everything that's within us. We love the Lord, but love our neighbor as ourselves. And it wasn't just a little afterthought, it was a tack on. They actually go together, that we're loving God with everything that we have. It's shown again, as Pastor Hans reminded us, about the heart of compassion that rises. So is there a lid on your love. And you'll know that yourself because you'll be able to look at your own heart and say, how loving am I to other people? And that's so if it's down here somewhere, then lift the lid and say, Lord, I'm just going to love you more and allow that to be expressed through my heart and my life. One of the other areas we were challenged about is lifting the lid on the potential of our lives. And it's true because many of us will see, and particularly for those who are getting a little bit older, and we're all getting older. It's interesting. My brother's having his 50th birthday in a couple of weeks' time, and in 1994 we actually made a DVD, and that was pretty high tech in those days. The two of us there, we compared this show, which went through the whole history of the church that Heatherton, which is the church I was brought up in, and we went right through that. We did it, you know, clips and stuff. I thought it was quite well done. But it's interesting just looking at that, because I'm sitting there and I think, man, gee, he looks so young there. Now, I was about 30 then, maybe 29, 30, 31, something like that. And just seeing how young I looked then, I'll look at myself now, because then we made another little one of now where we're saying happy birthday in there in this little clip that we made. I think, man, you look like an old man. What happened to you? What happened to your hair? What happened to your stomach? You're twice the man you used to be. But fact is that we get older and we do change. But the trouble is, as we get older, is that some people then begin to put a lid on it. They think, well, I had all these dreams and all these things that I wanted to do many, many years ago. Many things when I was younger, things that I was going to do, things I wanted to achieve. But now I've got a little bit older. Maybe there's a few creaks and groans and the things in your body that maybe it's not all there. And then you allow your health then to become a lid on it and say, well, my body now will only allow me to do this much. Therefore, my potential now is determined by my body at the moment. And that's such a wrong thinking. Some people think, well, I'm older now and maybe life has passed me by and I never did it before, so I'm not going to do it now. And they'll stick a lid on their potential. And that don't let those things become a ceiling or a lid upon your life of your potential. Don't let what God has for your life be dictated by your own physical body. And that's why I'm always really honored by Pastor John and Pastor Pat, particularly where her physical restrictions that she's had have never been a lid on her life. Don't allow those things. Don't be saying, well, I'm too sick now, I'm too this, I'm too that. Now, that's a lid on the potential. Don't allow that. Don't allow even your experiences of things that may be disappointments and frustrations and failures and things. It just didn't work before and so you gave up and then you just whacked a lid on that area in your life. Well, it's time just to lift that lid up. We were challenged about the whole idea of having these God ideas, things that are inspired by the Spirit of God, things that God has quickened and stirred in our hearts. And I know God is doing that. And I know across those, over that time, God has stirred that. But the things that God has for your life, and maybe you've put it on the back burner, but worse than that, you've actually put a lid on it. And maybe if it ever happens, it'll happen. But I'll tell you, if you're just waiting for it to happen, it's not ever going to happen. You need to really take the lid off that and really commit it to prayer and start to put some legs on it, start to put some faith in it. Don't allow those things in life. Don't limit your potential in the things of God. Isaiah 54, it says this in verse 2, in the first part of verse 4, it says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will be spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. But a lot of us do that. We just put a lid on because we're afraid of what will people say? What will people say to me? What will people think about me? What's going to happen when I try to do that or if I suggest that or if I reach out to this person? And so we allow fear to come in there and then we allow worried about being shamed, humiliated, being disgraced. And so we just put a little lid on it because that's safer. And even as that word said about, you're worried about opening the can because maybe you find that it's actually a can of worms, but it won't be. If something born of God there. So don't put those lids on. So many put lids on. Don't let age be a lid. Man, you know, and I admire those in God who don't. You know, I know people that become missionaries. I know a man who became a missionary was about 75 years of age. He got the call of God at 75 and goes to the mission field every year. He doesn't live on the mission field, but he says about 4 or 5 months a year on the mission field. He's about 83 now, and he does that. He doesn't allow his body. He's got issues in his body. He's got health issues. He has, this man. He goes to Dalesford. He's at the church up there. But he'll go on the mission field because he's not going to let the things in his body, he's not going to let age be there. He's lost his wife many years ago, about 10 years ago. He's not going to let anything be a restriction to him. He's saying, no, Lord, I'm going to serve you. And I admire people who say, despite whatever I might have, ailments or whatever, I'm going to serve God with all my life. And so don't put a lid on your life. Don't think, oh, my time's done. I've lived my life. I've had my days. That's the end of it now, and I'm going to put on a little lid on my life. Well, that lid becomes like a casket. Don't do that. You've got a life. Don't limit the potential that you have in God. He's got you here for a reason. He's got a life for us to live. Don't limit the potential in God. Don't put a limit on it. And the scripture says, enlarge the place of your tent. It's telling us to do that. Sometimes we're waiting for when God takes the lid off, when God does this, then I will do this. We got it back to front. God's saying, no, no, you do it. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtain wide. Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself. Don't be with a lid of what's comfortable on your life either. What is familiar, what is comfortable. You know, Gary joked about, oh, there's nothing on TV. Man, if TV is a lid on your life, put your foot through your TV. Seriously. You know, just wear a strong shoe. I don't want you to cut your foot. But, you know, don't let TV be a lid on your life. Some people get bound by their show. I've got to get home because I've got to watch the show. I mean, Why would a TV program be a limiting factor? Why would a TV show be a lid on your life? What a bondage that is, to be bound by that. Now, watch TV shows. They're good. It's great. Enjoy your TV. So maybe don't put your foot through it just yet. But don't let it be a bondage to you. Don't let it be a limit on your life. Don't do that. God's got so much. And if Eula was testifying about being ready for what God has us to do. But if we put ourselves under bondage, there's a lid on it. We're not going to be free to do what God wants us to do. But we need to do it. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Don't hold back. Lengthen your cords. And that was a part of the word Lord is saying, lift your lid on the possibilities in God. Some of you have got great things that God's put in your life and you just put it down there because I'm too busy, I'm too tired, I'm too, whatever. But allow that to be lifted off because God wants us to reveal the things that he's put us. We've only got the life once. You're not going to get it again. So every day has got to count. So don't live any day with the lid on it that you're going to get the light that God's put you in. It's going to hide it away. Say, no, Lord, I'm going to allow that potential in God to come out of my life. You won't get tomorrow back. But you've got today and you've got tomorrow. So don't put a lid on it. Don't be under bondage in things in life. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear be the factor that holds you back. And fear really is an issue for many of us. And maybe because of a bad experience or, well, maybe we're afraid of a bad experience. But it says, don't be afraid. You'll not be put to shame. The Lord promises, if you're going to lift the lid and allow me to come into your life and to flow through your life in a new way, in a fresh way, then you're not going to be put to shame. You're not going to fear, don't be disgraced. You're not going to get humiliated. Nobody likes being humiliated. Hands up if you like being humiliated. If you put your hand up, that's pretty humiliating. I don't like being humiliated. None of us do, but this promise is if you lift the lid on your life, the Lord says you're not going to be healed. Don't allow your potential. Don't allow your age. Don't allow your physical condition. Don't allow your work. Don't allow your circumstances. Don't allow your problems. Don't allow your pressures, all the things that we face. Don't let that be a lid on your life because God's got so much more for each and every one of us. Another area is lifting the lid on your faith. I spoke about faith when I came back from Sri Lanka. One of the areas is about that lid on our faith. And sometimes it's easy. We've got a level of faith that we're happy to pray for. For example, if you're going to pray for someone praying for a headache, most people, that their faith is, pray for a headache, piece of cake. Lord, pray for a headache, no problems. Relief for that. But put someone there with cancer or something else there. Some people think, oh, that's actually my faith. That's actually higher than where my faith is. Well, don't do that. People do that in their finances. I can believe for this much, but I can't believe for this much. In relationships, Lord, I can believe for this, but man, for my children, for all of them to come back and to be walking with you closely, Lord, that's my faith isn't actually there. So my prayer is here because my faith is there. But the challenge was to lift the lid and even on that whole area of our faith. We get caught up so much in living our life by what we see. We sing, and I think we sing it nearly every week. We sing a song that says something about not living by what we see. We sing that all of the time, but we don't really live that. A lot of the time we put a lid on our faith. We believe for so much. We walk in so much, but there's actually a limit to that whole area of faith. And the encouragement to us is, look, let's truly live by faith. Gary's talked about this morning. He said, not about just believe it, living by, well, when I see it, I'll believe it. That is a worldly way. But man, we find that we fall into that so often. And then that lid just comes down and boom, slams shut. And then we find it really hard to believe for things. We want them. But when it happens, Lord, I'll praise you and I'll thank you. But God, remember, faith comes before. Faith is the thing that is a preceding thing. It comes forth. It always comes forth. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. We already spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. So faith has to come first. Put your faith in it, to lift the lid and say, Lord, I'm going to believe that you are who you say you are. You really are God. You really are the creator of heaven and earth. You really are all powerful. You really have all power and authority. And you really do love me with everything, Lord, that you committed to me. And you love my kids more than I love them. You're more committed to my family than I am. Lord, you're my Father in heaven that loves me more than I'm even concerned for my own self and my own problems. And begin to allow faith just to raise up. I love this little scripture in Mark chapter 2. We'll just quickly look at it, Mark chapter 2. Now, this is the story with the paralytic that's brought to Jesus. We all know that passage well. And it says this, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd. So they've got this paralytic and they're trying to get him to Jesus that Jesus might heal him. He's in Capernaum, he's in the house, and it's just jam-packed with everybody, war-to-war people hanging out the windows, people all over the place. They're walking in, four guys come walking in with this paralyzed guy, carrying him, however they're carrying him, within his blanket or whatever he's doing on his mat, and bring him along and they can't even get near the place. How's this guy ever going to get prayed for? And we don't know how far that they've taken him. I'm sure he wasn't living next door. And so they may have walked for a couple of miles carrying their friend along there, and they get there, and Jesus will get him to Jesus. Jesus will hear him, and they get there, and there's just so many people there, they can't even get anywhere near to Jesus. But those guys didn't say, oh, well, we tried, didn't we? We carried him, didn't we? We walked this far. It's all right, cheer up. We did our best and off we go. But some of us do that. We'll make big sacrifices. We'll take steps. We'll, like carrying the paralytic, if you like, but we'll carry something. We'll take steps. We'll make sacrifices, get so far with it, and then it gets a little bit too hard at the end and then we just go home or we just give up and we put the lid down, we slam it down on whatever it is that God was challenging us. We do that. But these guys didn't do that. They actually, there was a lid, there was a roof on the house, and they actually lifted that out. It says this. It says, since they could not get into Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. And then he goes on and the Pharisees are going, who do you think you can forgive sins? He goes, look, just to prove that I can forgive sins, he says, get up and walk. And the guy gets his mat up and goes home. But for us, the challenge is for us is that quite often we allow our own faith to be crowded out. We'll crowd it out with busyness in our lives. One of the biggest sappers of faith for us, I think, is just busyness in our life. We've all got good intentions. We've got good hearts. We love God. We want to see the things of God. We've all got a good heart in those things. And when we're prepared to, if necessary, we'll pick up the paralytic and we'll take him. We'll put ourselves out. We'll make sacrifices. We'll even put ourselves on the line. But what happens is we'll get to a place where we just allow things to crowd out Jesus. And Jesus is there, Jesus is the answer, but we just get crowded out at times and we get so busy and that becomes the thing that just becomes the lid on that, our own busyness. And our busyness is not the product of anything else other than the choices that we make. It's the sum total of all of the choices that we make in life. That's what determines our busyness. Sometimes I think, oh, it's because of other people, it's because of this. It's not actually, it's because of me. I'm as busy as I want to be, and I'm as busy as I make myself, because the busyness is, as I said, it's the sum total of the choices that you make. And if you're always too busy, then you're making too many wrong choices. And then you'll find that if you just always crowd it out, you'll find that trying to get the thing to Jesus, you're actually going to give up. But what the Lord is really challenging us on, these guys, they didn't give up. Despite everything else, and maybe despite busyness in your own life, in your own heart, is that you say, no, Lord, I'm not going to let that be a ceiling. I'm not going to be a lid on it. And these guys, they said, no, we're actually going to go through that. We're going to go through the ceiling even of my circumstances. And maybe you're in a difficult situation, maybe even an impossible situation that you cannot do anything. You've done everything you can possibly do. You've done all that was required of you. You thought you've carried it. I've come all this way. I've done that and I still can't break through. But then the Lord challenges just to lift your faith. Don't let there be a roof over there. These men saw there was a roof there limiting them getting to Jesus. And so they just went right through that roof. They lifted tiles, it says in the other gospel. They moved the tiles away. Here it says they dug through it. However, so they moved the tiles, they break through and bang, they lower him down at the feet of Jesus Christ. But we so often we put a lid on it. Don't let your busyness be a lid. Don't let crowding out the presence of Jesus in your life. Because you're no busier than you've made yourself. And you're as busy as you've chosen to be. And so don't allow that. Don't allow barriers of anything. Say, Lord, I'm going to break through that, Lord, because Jesus is there. And as I said, you've done all the hard work, you've carried him now, just a matter of standing in faith and say, Lord, no, I'm not going to give up now. I've been in this. Maybe you've been praying for 6 months. Maybe you've been praying for 2 years. Maybe you've been praying for 5 years. And maybe that was your journey of the carrying the paralytic, is the time that you've taken in prayer. Or you've done all of this stuff that you thought that was supposed to do and you still haven't broken through. Well, then say, now make your stand and say, I'm now going to stand in faith and I'm not going to accept anything other than what God has for me. I'm going to break through this. I'm going to lift through that ceiling, burst through that. And I'm going to see God do a miracle in my life and my circumstance. So let's have that attitude. Let's have that. Let's let faith rise in our hearts. Too many of us have just allowed that just to be pushed down. And God's saying, lift the lid on your faith. Lift it on. Don't forget about living by what you see. Don't be put off and say, well, it just looks impossible. Too many people in the house. We can't get there. You look at your situation. It's impossible. It just cannot be done. The Lord's saying, you stand in faith. And you're going to push that through, break it through, and it'll come to the feet of Jesus Christ and he'll do a miracle in our situation. So let's lift the lid on our faith, a very important area. Another area that we were challenged was in the area of giving, Luke 6:38. And it says this, given it'll be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And just think about that for a moment. We're about talking a lid. This is talking about a measure that is actually doesn't have a lid. It's actually such a flow that's coming through that it's burst out. It's running out all over. If you get a little cup and you get it down there, you put a lid on it. Okay, well, there's nothing coming out of that. It's contained within it. This is actually saying, no, I'm not having a lid on my giving. It's actually got as much jammed in there. It's pressed down. And it's pushed down, but it's bursting out and it's running out all over. That's what it's talking about, the blessing of God. That God is not a stingy little God that just measures out just a little scrap for you. But actually, no, if we've got a heart of giving, God will bless us, it says, with running out, a bursting forth. But it actually says to us, it says, for the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And some of us, when our giving, we actually put a lid on it. We say, well, this is what I'm prepared to do. I'm prepared to give this much. And so we actually place a lid. And remember, it works both ways. This is what the scripture says. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. You put the lid on yourself, there's a lid on the other end, the way it comes back to you. If you're very stingy, you put that lid on, you'll find that what comes back to you will have a lid on it as well. But if you give generously without a lid, and running out all over, your blessing, then the blessing of God will come with the same way. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That's the way that it works. Some of us put a lid on. Some put a lid on saying, well, I can't. I don't have any money. I'm in a pension or whatever else. So I'll just put a little, I've got a few coins here. I'll throw them in the missions and that's fine. And the lid on yours is right down, really tight, right down the bottom. Some people will give a little bit more than that. Some people will tithe. But even tithing is a lid. Because remember, tithe was the guideline. It was the legal minimum, if you like. The acceptable amount given under the law was the tithe. And some of us, well, I'm tithing and that becomes the limit of my giving. But my heart is saying, Lord, I don't want to be limited by what was a guideline given under the law as a minimum. Lord, I want to give that's abundantly above that. I'm not going to even put that lid on it. I'm going to give above that. And there are many faithful people in this church who actually do that, who don't even put that lid on. They say, no, Lord, it's open, Lord. I'm going to give you, Lord, I'm going to give in faith, Lord. I'm going to give generously. I'm not going to be foolish. I'm not going to give what I don't have. You never ask that, Lord. That'd be silly. But Lord, out of what I have, Lord, I'm going to give, and I'm not going to put a lid on it, and I'm going to give generously. And as I do that, the scripture says, given will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running out all over. And so don't put the lid on it. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. They're very important words, that last sentence. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Most of us cut that off mentally. We read the first bit, given it'll be given to you. Lord, I'm giving. Well, with the measure that you're using, it's going to be measured to you. So what lid have you put on your area of giving? Again, we need to be sensible in it. We don't want to be foolish or reckless. We need to be wise in every area of our life. Even with our giving, we have to be wise. We can't give what we don't have. But in our lives, when we look at what we have, what God has given us, what is the measure and where is the lid that you've placed? So there's a challenge about that. Where is the lid that you've put on there? Is it open? That there'll be just that blessing pressed down, shaken down, running out all over. The other area, and quickly, the final area this morning is about lifting the lid on our service, about giving of ourselves and serving in God's house, but serving others even who don't know him, that heart of serving and touching other people's lives, and to do that. And some people will make wonderful sacrifices, many, many faithful people who serve and give so much and do so much. And then there are still some that maybe don't understand what that really means. And they put a lid on it and say, well, I'll come along and I'll be here, but look, I've actually put a little lid on that there and I'm not really going to do that. I'll do this much, I'll do this little bit, but don't ask me to do anything else because I'm busy. And so there's a lid that will be put on that. And I just believe the Lord has challenged many of us in a whole area of even our service, saying, no, I'm actually going to serve. I'm going to lift the lid off on my service. Some of you have come today without lids at all, and I praise God for that heart that serves sacrificially, willingly, and openly. But maybe there's some that perhaps have maybe put a bit of lid on it and said, no, I'm not going to really do all that much, or I'll just do a little bit. I'll do this, I'll do that. And you've actually put a lid on that and said, no, that's as far as I go. Thank you very much. And don't ask me to do anything. Don't challenge me to do anything. Just let me come along and I'm happy to be here and I praise God and be a part of the family. But there's a lid there and I'm not prepared to really do anything or really to do all that much at all. And the challenge is for all of us is to be someone who doesn't have a lid on that. Says, Lord, I'm going to serve freely. Whatever I'm asked to do, I'm going to do willingly. I'm going to make myself available. And I'm going to serve with my whole heart when I serve. Remember, we were also challenged that whenever we're serving, yeah, so we're not doing it to please men. We're always serving under God. Remember Jesus said, if you ever give someone a glass of water, that you're doing it for me. And I praise God for those ladies that serve out there and giving the cappuccinos. They're giving Jesus lots of cappuccinos. You didn't know he liked them, did you? But you give a little child a glass of water, you're doing it for me. You're giving someone a cappuccino, praise God, Jesus is enjoying his cappuccino. You're doing it unto me. I don't think he's literally drinking all of them, but that's the heart of it, isn't it? And so we're doing it unto the Lord. And the scripture here in Matthew 5:41, it talks about a lid on our service. It says, anyone forces you, now no one gets forced, but if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, this is Matthew 5:41-42, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. But if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles, to go the extra mile. Now that's a phrase that we use in our normal, it's almost a colloquialism now to say that, going the extra mile. But it's actually a scriptural principle that if you're asked to do that, you don't say, okay, well, that's it. I've been asked to do that. Therefore, I'm going to put the lid on it, and that's the minimum that I'm going to do. I'm going to do the minimum acceptable that's been asked of me. And no one can say I didn't do it because I did it. That was what I was supposed to do, and I've done what I was supposed to do. But that's not the heart that Jesus is talking about here either. He's saying, don't even put a lid on that. Don't just do what is the minimum, what is acceptable. If you're asked to do something, then do far even more than that. Shine in that area. Exceed expectations at work. As I said, keep going back to work. If your boss says, look, I want you to do this, well, don't just do it. Do it brilliantly. Do it with everything you can. You might not be the smartest one at work. You might not be the most skilled, but you're going to do the very best that you can. And you're going to go that extra mile. And man, people will take notice of that. Why are you doing it? To impress your boss? No, because you're doing it unto the Lord anyway, to honor him. But you start to shine in your workplace when you do those kind of things. In church, serving at church, if you're asked to do that, will make say, you know, I'm actually prepared to go the extra mile. I was asked to do this, but I'll be prepared to do that. I'll go the extra mile. You're helping someone that doesn't know the Lord, and you do a kind deed to them. Be extravagant in that. You know, if the acceptable thing there is to help someone, you know, they've got a flat tire and the lady's there, well, maybe, you know, helping them change the tire, maybe that's a good thing. But maybe the other thing is to say, look, if you like, I'll run it to the service station and they can get it fixed for you. Wait here, I'll bring it back. Maybe that's the extra mile, something that's beyond what even a nice, decent person would do. And there's plenty of nice, decent people around who aren't Christians. So we can go the extra mile and really touch people. Let them see, wow, there's something amazing about the love and the grace that you show. And so don't put a lid even on your service. Whatever the limitation, what the expectation was, say, I'm going to do more than that. I'm actually going to give beyond that because that's my heart. I want to bless and be a blessing so we can lift the lid on our service. But these areas of life, lifting the lid on our love, as I said right at the very beginning, the measure of our love for God is demonstrated by the love that we show to others. Now, obviously, you can just love the people that are very helpful, people in the world who very sacrificial help people, don't even know God or love God. So it's not the only thing. Obviously, our own personal relationship is so important and fundamental to all of us. But whether we're actually putting a lid on it at night is shown by the love that we show to other people. Lifting the lid on our potential. Don't use your age as an excuse. Don't use your health as an excuse. Don't lose your busyness as an excuse. Don't, oh, well, I had that dream, but it didn't happen. And don't put a lid on that. None of us are now, just here today, are everything that God wants us to be. None of us are. Not one person in this room has achieved and has become everything God wants us to be. None of us are like that. And so, Lord, we want to press on, and I'm going to put a lid on it. And don't be the guy, as I said, that picture, I had a guy halfway up the ladder and thinking he's having a great view. He never made you to stand halfway up the ladder. He wants you to get to the top. You're going somewhere. So lift the lid on your potential and don't think, well, I've done all I can. I am all I can. This is all I can ever be because of the life, the hard life. You know, I was dealt a bad hand in life. You know, it's just the circumstances of my life, the tragedies I've had to endure, the pressures I've had to endure. And because of all of that, I'm limited in my life because of my upbringing, because of my parents, because of where I was born, because of my situation, because of my finances, because of my education. Whatever it is that we put on there, don't let any of those things be a lid to your life. Because remember, we've been challenged. We've got the same Spirit, the same Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that caused Jesus Christ to rise from the dead living within us. So if there's a lid in your potential, you put it there. If others have tried to put it there, get rid of it. Who are they? They don't know who you are. God knows who you are. He knows who he's made us to be. So don't allow that to be over our lives and our heart. On our faith, don't be one who's just down, measured down. And, you know, God's called us to soar with eagles. A lot of time we're little chickens picking out the little bits down on the ground. Don't become a little chicken. If you're a chicken, you don't have faith. You're scared. But let's soar with the eagles. Let's lift our vision up high. Let's have our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't live by what we see. And if there's a crowd that's preventing us or whatever, we're going to say, no, I'm going to break through the roof. I'm going to get through that ceiling. I'm going to see Jesus touch and do the miracle. And don't give up. Some of you that have been carrying the paralytic, feeling tired, gee, it's a long way to Jesus. It's a long journey. And you think, well, I'm not ever going to really make it. But just allow your faith to rise that you can get through there. Lifting the lid on our giving. Challenged about that. One of the challenges from the conference was about setting giving goals rather than income goals. Everyone has income goals. Said, don't set income goals, set giving goals. Said, this is what I want to give, the benchmark of what I want to give. Maybe this is what the tithe was, but this is what I'm going to give. Whatever it is, whatever God puts within your heart to lift the lid on our giving and on our service. Be prepared to go that extra mile. Don't just do what's expected of you. But when you do what is expected of you, excel in it. Give it your very, very best. So we should have the most promoted people in the workplace should be Christians. Should be. And I know in my own experience, work experience, when I started as a kid, I was studying at university. You know, I started in the mailroom. But I worked really hard at all that I did, and I hadn't finished university, and I found myself at the Footscray branch there at the credit union. They're managing the credit union for over the holiday period, filling in for a manager. I was 20 years of age, and they started me off in the mail room. Now, I'm not anyone brilliant. All I did was work really hard. I did the letters with more passion and enthusiasm than anyone else. I collected the mail with more vigour than anyone else. And then, wow, look at this guy with the mail. Look at that, was my job, collecting the mail, sorting the mail, handing out the mail. It's like one of those, you've seen the movies with a little kid in there. Well, it was a little bit like one of those movies. It wasn't a movie. It was my life. And if you actually do that, and we need to shine and work. If you need to be promoted at work. You need to be shining at work because you give everything your very best in your service. Remember, whatever you do, you're never doing it for man. You're doing it for God. Even a little cup of water, Jesus says, you do this for the little ones, you're doing it to me. Well, let's shine in our lives, in our service. And the final scripture I have here is Ephesians 3:20. It says this, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us." Immeasurably more. So whatever lid you think you can put there, God's saying it's beyond whatever you can ask or imagine. If you can imagine what it would be like without a lid, saying, well, without a lid, this is what life would be. Without a lid, this is what my potential would be. Without a lid, this is what God could do in my life. Without a lid, this is the way that God could use me. And whatever that is, whatever we think, then God is saying whatever we ask or even imagine or can picture within our life, that's what God has for us far beyond. So let's not be ones that are living in the Lord. We've had a word from God to our church. And that word is for every single person that comes to this church. It wasn't for the conference, it was for the church. And I just encourage you with that. Don't allow there to be lid. We're really going to shine, and God wants us to shine. Don't take the light that you have and stick it under a little bowl and miss out. And not only do we miss out on what God has for life, but there's so many people. God wants us, says, put your light, put it on a stand so it gives light to the whole house. And there are people out in this world that don't know Jesus Christ, and they're just waiting for us to start to shine. Some of you may be Christians at work, but does everyone know you're a Christian at work? Do they know that? Not because you wear I'm a Christian t-shirts every week, but because they see your heart. They see you. They said there's something. And if they're going through a tragedy, a hard time. I mean, I used to have a staff even coming to me, and I used to have people that were two or three times my age would come, and I'd be there counselling them and helping them as when I was first working, straight out of uni working. And as I said, nothing special. I just loved God and loved people, and people would come. And I'll be there. I'm not even married. I'm a young guy who wasn't even married, and I'm trying to help restore marriages and those kind of things. And that's the heart that God has for every one of us. It's not to do with gifting. It's to do with your heart. And people will see that. And I know there are people in here that people will come and start talking to you. And Luciana was saying, she's just talking, and someone started pouring their hearts out. Well, people will see the God in you. They do. They see the God in you. They don't even know you. I know we hear testimonies. Pastor John, Pastor Pat saying that. He's working with a guy who's a plumber or something, whatever it is. People start pouring their hearts out. Why do they do that? Because they see something shining. And God wants that for every one of us. So if there's a lid there, let's see that lifted off. Let's stand to our feet and let's pray this morning. Let's lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, as we come this morning, Father, we know, Lord, as a church, that you've spoken to us about lifting the lid. And Father, when the areas that we may have put a lid on our own life, Lord, we just bring it to you now. And Lord, just for eyes of faith, Lord, we just see those lids being lifted off in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we make a decision this day. Lord, we make a choice this day, Lord, not to have those lids on areas of our life. Lord, we're not going to give way to fear. But Lord, we're going to allow the life of the Spirit, Lord, to burst forth and to flow forth from our lives. Lord, we make that decision this day. Lord, it's our choice today, Lord, that we're going to honor you, Lord. We're going to lift the lid in all these areas of our life, Lord, that we want to see the potential that you have in each one of us to be realized, Lord, and the potential, Lord, over this church to be realized, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we just see all those areas, Lord, whatever the area particularly that's challenged each one of us specifically, Father, that we will raise the lid in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're going to burst through the roof, Lord, we will do so. Lord, that we're not going to give up, Lord, that we're going to stand in faith. Lord, we're going to take whatever steps we need to, Lord, to lengthen our cords, Lord, to strengthen our stakes, Father. We're going to do that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we come to you now. We thank you, Lord, that you're here, Lord. And we don't want to allow any lids on any areas of our life. But we want to lift that now in the name of Jesus Christ. So we want to do that every day, Lord, as we make decisions, as we make choices, Lord, that we're not going to have limitations of those upon our life, Father. We thank you, Lord, it's not limited by our own ability, but, Lord, that we have the power of the Holy Spirit within our lives. And, Lord, that you, Lord, just want every one of us to shine so brightly. So, Father, I pray, Lord, even as we're standing here, Lord, that we'll say, yes, Lord, shine through me, Lord. Shine through me, Lord. Let there not be a limit on my life, Lord. Let not be a lid on my heart and my life, Father. We cry that out this morning, Lord. Shine through my heart. Shine through my life, Father, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, let it be, Lord. We want to shine, Lord, because you love us, Lord. We love you, Lord. We all love you here, Lord. And we just want to be everything that you made us to be, Lord. Help us, Lord, where we've fallen into the traps, Lord, to lift that off. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that you don't condemn us, Lord, but you lift us, Lord, and say, come on, keep taking the step up the ladder. Keep on going up, Lord, because there's so much more that you have for us. So, Father, we thank you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Amen. If you need prayer this morning, if you come and you need prayer, you need healing.